the rate of homelessness around Australia has remained largely unchanged for almost 20 years. That's despite an increase in social housing, which just hasn't kept up with population growth. It's a problem we consistently fail to solve. But with the pandemic driving increased rent and mortgage stress, advocates say urgent action is needed, especially for those who find themselves in abusive situations. Bridget Fitzgerald has this story from the outer suburbs of Perth.
I remember getting the screaming phone call to say, I got on the bus.
Oh my God.
Joking about how she was once so anxious she couldn't get onto a bus, this woman, who wants to be known as Anne, looks relaxed and happy. She's standing at a kitchen at a community event in a church hall in Mandurah, about 50 minutes south of Perth. It's a cold morning. Most people are rugged up in jumpers and beanies, but she's in her thongs and denim shorts.
Everyone's paying out on me for wearing shorts today.
Well, you can get yourself some jeans, can't you?
I've got my jeans and stuff at home, and I only like dress up when I've got to do my food shopping now.
And the fact she's got a cupboard to keep her jeans in and a kitchen for groceries is a far cry from just a few months ago.
Moved in with somebody that I had started a relationship with, and it was domestic violence. It was really bad, yeah.
And how did you end up moving out of that situation?
I escaped, let's say, yeah. Drugs involved as well, yeah.
What happened after you had left that residence?
I lived in a house that was being renovated, slept on the floor, and ended up in the psych ward.
It was from there that she got the mental health support she needed. 3 months ago, she moved into community housing.
I actually never thought I could live alone, but I love it.
And she couldn't have done it without the man standing next to her, her support worker, Nick Matheson, from Anglicare WA. He says while the threat of domestic violence and the mental health issues can be challenging to deal with, the lack of affordable housing creates extra challenges for people like Anne to make it on their own.
Just last week, there was one property in Peel that she would have been able to afford. We're having so many people come through the doors with all services that are looking for housing, and there just isn't enough housing to go around.
Adrian Pazarski is the Executive Officer of National Shelter. He says outer suburban areas like the Peel region south of Perth are faced with their own particular set of challenges right across the country.
Those are areas that are often newly developed and often have very low rates of social housing in them.
He says the huge job losses associated with the coronavirus pandemic just exacerbated the housing shortage problem that already existed.
We've had a 25-year history of underinvesting in social and affordable housing in Australia. So we were starting with very long waiting lists for public housing.
Though the pandemic has also led to funding, Adrian Pazarski estimates state governments have announced around $1.7 billion in things like rent relief and social housing in recent months.
It's a pretty straightforward proposition, really, that housing is the thing that resolves homelessness. And what we haven't been doing in Australia is building enough social housing for a very long time. We really need, I think, as we approach the budget, to see the federal government come to the party and invest in a major stimulus to build social housing.
There's currently a parliamentary committee inquiry into homelessness in Australia, which heard evidence from Tasmania, Western Australia and the Northern Territory today. It's examining the adequacy of housing assistance, social housing and overcrowding. Back in the church hall, Anne's happy to have a warm bed to go home to, and she's looking forward to getting on with her life.
My end goal is to move down the track with closer to my family and to have their trust again.
That's Anne, who just found a house of her own. Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.